Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Yes, Quana. I'm trying to figure out what is this that I mean, it's coming up on my bank card. It's Extreme Pop. I'm trying to find out what it is.
May I have your zip code, please?
74106.
And the first and last name?
Sean Hall.
One moment. Is it Sean Hall?
Yes.
One moment. And can you verify the shipping address for me?
It would either be 2311 B. Beachview Drive in Albany, Georgia, or either 107 Pearl Drive in Greenville, North Carolina. I think it was a 2311 because if some was for $5, and then the one is supposed to be $5, supposed to be $2 and some, and then it's coming out again, it's $56. So,
one moment, please. Okay, I do see that you put in for the KitchenAid. You were also enrolled into an online membership for the Online Savings Club, which is what they charge us for.
No, I don't want none of it now because the KitchenAid was supposed to have been like $2 and something. And
it was
for
a drawing entry.
Oh, no, cancel. I want to cancel all that.
Okay, that account has been canceled.
Okay, so what about for that $56 membership or something? I was like, I ain't even ordered that neither.
I can do a 35% refund back on that charge.
No, I didn't even order.
It was
membership.
Agreed to in those terms and conditions, ma'am, but instead of 35%, I can bring it up to a 50% refund.
No, because, see, this is the thing. When it said, do you want the membership, I put no, thank you. So they automatically enrolled me in that just to get my money.
Ma'am,
so
that's
not true.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's not true. I mean, I'm going to have to see who else I can call. I'm going to call my bank, and they're going to have to stop it because I did not agree to those terms. It was supposed to be $2 and something.
Ma'am, you have to agree to the terms and conditions or else it won't let you order.
No, it didn't, because yesterday when I tried to get a number, I couldn't even get the number when it happened. So now, then I come up and it said, thank you. I mean, it automatically came up in my email address saying, thank you for your subscription. And I was like, no, I didn't subscribe to it. So now you're going to tell me that you can do a 50, 25, whatever percent back to my account. Because that means y'all just taking my money. I need to speak to a supervisor or something.
I'm capable of handling the call, ma'am. Everyone follows the same protocol.
Well, they need to give me my money back.
I just tried to do a courtesy of 50%, ma'am.
Well, it shouldn't be.
It was displaying those terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into that membership.
It was not. I did not accept the terms and conditions.
Ma'am, every time you order, ma'am, you have to agree to terms and conditions or else it won't let you order.
That's not true because these are gags. And I didn't even know. I thought it was going to be a KitchenAid. They talking about what I seen that it was supposed to be a drawing. I was backing up out of the thing, and it automatically put me in for a subscription. So that's not true. So I need to speak to somebody else.
One moment.
It was over you. Thank you.